Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me on the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. It's my privilege to be able to share the Word of the Lord, and my heart's prayer is that you will always be blessed, inspired, and encouraged. Well, if you had the ability to listen last week, I began a message entitled Overcoming Fear with Faith. And we looked at a passage in Scripture, a familiar passage, that demonstrated the actions, the attitudes that I shared with the listening audience last week. And just by way of a quick review, let's just go back and look at some of the important thoughts and the important lessons that we need to learn in terms of our own walk with God. God does not want us fearful. It's awful to be afraid. Fear hath torment, the Scriptures tell us. And there's many kinds of fear. There's terror at one extreme end, and then there is fear in its many forms as it relates to our daily life, such as fear of man or fear of the unknown, fear of the work of the enemy in terms of physical sickness or spiritual oppression, fear of death, fear of the world, fear of failure, fear of evil tidings. The list can go on and on. But beloved, fear is the opposite of faith. We are either in faith or we are in fear. And if you haven't considered that before, it's good just to think about it, because it is an absolute truth. You can have a little faith and be fearful, or fearful and a little faith. You either are going forward in the action or the belief that is on your heart, and then you will see God move in a powerful way. But fear is one of the chiefest weapons the enemy uses to immobilize us. And faith is always the answer to fear, beloved. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And as we shared last week, we looked at a simple example of a woman who was bound in many, many ways. We read references from the three Gospels, Mark, Matthew, and Luke. And if you're familiar with it, it is the woman with an issue of blood. The setting was that Jesus was going on his way to the home of the ruler of the synagogue, Jairus, whose daughter was very ill. And there was a crowd around him. They were pressing upon him. And there was a woman. She was very sick. She was poor. She was disappointed. She was really at the end of herself, because she had spent everything she had on physicians for 12 years and still wasn't better. So she obviously, when I said faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, she began to have stirrings of faith in her heart. She heard about this man, Jesus, and however, it doesn't say how she heard, but she knew that she was close to him, and she believed if she could just touch the hem of his garment, she would be healed. Now, she had to overcome a lot personally, and this is why it's such a beautiful example, because she was very fearful. Why? Because she was unclean. Well, first of all, too, in terms of her circumstances, she could basically starve. If she had no more resources, spent all that she had on physicians, how was she going to survive? And because she was unclean with an issue of blood, she was really totally separated from society. She was an outcast, and she couldn't work for anyone because she was considered unclean. And that explains why she was afraid to touch Jesus, or when he felt virtue come out of him, he said, "Who touched me?" as that crowd pressed around him, because he knew her faith had touched his omnipotence and she was healed. She knew it immediately. So when he asked who touched me, she was even afraid to let him know what she was had done. So she had a fear, but she overcame that because she was desperate. And so, beloved, in our lives, we may be imperfect in terms of our knowledge, imperfect in trust and fear and so many things. Yet if we just have a germ of faith, even as a grain of mustard seed, we can see miracles happen. We can see the mountains removed. Christ is the healer of our souls and our bodies, and he will answer the longing of every soul that desires to be freed from sin, freed from sickness, freed from oppression. And then lastly, we were looking at the importance of action. Action was required on her part. She had said, if I could just touch him, that's the importance of confession, but she had to do something. She pressed through the throng and touched the hem of his garment because she felt she would be healed. And so, beloved, we have to understand that really our needs, our fears are needless. When we come to Jesus, we don't have to be afraid. If we're a sinner, we can confess our sins. We can be received into his loving arms. And Jesus said, be of good cheer. Take courage. Cheer up. Your faith has made you whole. And so Jesus is saying the same to us today, that we can be released from all of our fears. And he will do that if you will believe him. But again, we need to understand that the importance of whatever God shows you, whatever he puts on your heart in terms of believing him, it requires an action. If you're believing for healing in your body, if you're believing for a promotion, if you're believing for finance, whatever it is, there needs to be works. And I didn't have an opportunity to read, but I'd like to read it now. James, the second chapter, verses 17 through 26. Even so, faith, James says, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, a man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Shew me thy faith without thy works, and I will shew thee my faith by my works. Thou believest that there is one God, thou doest well. The devils also believe and tremble. But wilt thou know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham our father justified by works when he had offered Isaac his son upon the altar? Seest thou how faith wrought with his works, and by works was faith made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which saith, Abraham believed God, and it was imputed unto him for righteousness, and he was called the friend of God. Ye see then how that by works a man is justified, and not just by faith only. So in verse 26, he says, for as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead. So, beloved, this woman had to overcome her fear. There was faith in her heart. She had heard the word. She'd heard of what Jesus did. And she thought in her mind, if I could just touch him, because she's heard of the miracles. She may have even seen them. And she knew if she could just touch him. She didn't have the courage to ask him because she was a leper. She was an outcast. And people would have they would have reacted very strongly if she had done that. But she did it quietly and secretly. And so, beloved, whatever it is that you might have fear or anxiety or stress about, that also is a form of fear. It's uncomfortable, isn't it? When you're stressed about something, when you're anxious about something, there's no peace in that. So you can't have peace when you've got fear in your heart. And you can't have peace without faith, because you'll know that God is going to take care of you. We really have no place for fear in our lives except for the fear of the Lord. Now, we could be tempted with fear, as the psalmist wrote in Psalm 55, verses 5 and 6, "Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest." But we can be delivered from our fears, beloved. Proverbs 1 and 33 says, and this is speaking of wisdom and the knowledge of the Lord, "But whoso hearkeneth unto me," this is an important preventative, if you will, "and whosoever hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely." And Psalm 27 and 1 says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" Trusting in God, beloved, preserves us from fear. John 14 and 27, Jesus said, "Fear I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Praise God. Well, my time is drawing to a close, and we will conclude this message, Overcoming Fear with Faith, on tomorrow's broadcast. I hope you can join me. If at any point you should miss a broadcast, feel free to go to our website, unveilchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. But as always, if you are struggling with a problem, with an issue, a situation, maybe of longstanding, there's power in agreeing prayer, and I invite you to write, to email, and I will, if you email, I confirm receipt and pray. If you'd like a personal answer, I ask you to leave your mailing address. The announcer will give our contact information. I love you and pray for you every day, my UCM partners, as well as my radio family. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.